You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This right here could be the biggest moment of his career.
Is it his time?
Yes! Noah Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta.
There's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
And wow, what a week in the world of golf as world number one Scottie Scheffler won the fifth elevated event at the RBC Heritage just a week after winning his second green jacket at the Masters Tournament. Scheffler, to win outright at plus 475 was one of our two outright tickets we had last Tuesday for the RBC. Great to see Scheffler's ticket cash on Monday morning. And then on the women's side of the game, world number one Nelly Korda won her second major championship title at the Chevron Championship, which was the first women's major of the year. I gave you one outright winner for the Chevron last week, which was Korda to win at plus 500, and that cashed as well. So we've cashed three outright winners in the last 3 weeks. We hit Akshay Bhatti at 70-1. We hit Scheffler at the RBC at plus 475, and then Nelly Korda to win the Chevron at plus 500. That cashed as Korda won her fifth LPGA event in a row, joining the likes of Annika Sorenstam and Nancy Lopez. As far as where we stand through the halfway point of the season, we're up 44.1 units rolling into the Zurich two ball in the Veritex Bank Championship, which we will get into in just a moment. A little bit of a different format for today's show, as we will go over the top 14 teams on the odds boards for the Zurich. And after that, I'll give you an outright, a sleeper, a scoring prediction, and a best bet. TPC Louisiana in Avondale is a great site for the more fun format that the Zurich two ball is. This week, they will use an alternating round four ball and foursomes format. The first and third rounds will be four ball format, and the second and final rounds will be in foursomes. You have 80 total teams in the field, which will be cut down to 33 after the Friday cut. And while the Zurich is looked at as more of a fun-style tournament, both players on the winning team receive a two-year PGA Tour exemption, along with access to the signature events and exemptions into the players and the PGA Championship. So still a lot on the line this week after the movie-esque weeks that the Masters and the RBC were. You have plenty of intriguing teams to follow this week. You have Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele leading the way as far as the odds are concerned. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are teaming up after, you know, Lowry convinced Rory to play over a drunken dinner. We'll get into that today. And Rory also mentioned that Lowry has been one of his biggest advocates amidst the PGA Tour and LIV Golf mess. They've been on multiple Ryder Cup teams together. So we'll tell you how we think the two Irishmen will fare this week. You have Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala playing. We'll get into that that California duo. You have sibling teams this week like the Cootie Twins and the Hojgaard Twins, and we'll get into those. So a lot to discuss. We'll go through the top 14, and I'll give you some picks here in a second. But first, I have to let you know that today I'm joining you live from Texas Rangers Golf Club in Arlington, Texas, where the Korn Ferry Tour's Veritex Bank Championship is set to get underway tomorrow. You have 15-year-old Miles Russell in the field this week after his top 25 at last week's Lee Combs Suncoast Classic. And after we do the Zurich picks, I'll talk a little bit more about the Korn Ferry Tour action going on at Texas Rangers Golf Club, and we'll give you some bonus picks for the Veritex Bank Championship. This is the Golf Preview Podcast on Pregames Network. I'm your host, Will Doctor, and I've got a guest picker with me today and my good friend and producer, Andrew Collins. Andrew played collegiate golf. He has played some pro golf, and this is a guy who is very in tune on professional golf, and sometimes from the most hysterical angle I've ever heard. Andrew, great to have you with me. How do you feel to be here in your hometown of Dallas, be at the Texas Rangers Golf Club?
Listen, it's just great to be here with Doc. We're looking at a great course this week. Could see a lot of low numbers, a lot of guys in the field that are about to make a huge stride on the PGA Tour. I'm looking forward to this week and couldn't be happier to be on the podcast with Doc.
Now, Collins, Zurich Classic, you know, this is a tournament, like I said, people kind of look at it as more of a fun tournament. But guys are dialed in, right? A lot of exemptions on the line. Yeah. Guys are focused.
Yeah, so we got to make sure we maintain this card here. So these people are really, you know, it might be a fun event for some people, but for some other people, it's also a very serious event, you know, trying to maintain keeping their card, you know, keeping the numbers up, the rankings. So we're looking forward to the week.
All right, Andrew, let's get to these favorites for the Zurich Classic. We start with Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele at +490 on FanDuel. Before I get to my take, let's hear your thoughts on Cantlay and Xander rolling into this week.
This is RJ, and here's what I know for sure. In the last few years, there's been a change in what people wear. Maybe it was COVID. Maybe it's the evolution of things. I don't know. But what I know is this. There's a merging. The things that maybe before you had this outfit for the beginning of the day, then later you have another out. No. The lines, they're blurring. And you know American Giant is the company to help you take advantage of that. This spring, whether you're dressing for work, the gym, or happy hour, you'll have something you love in your closet from American Giant. Their classic full-zip hoodie is iconic, and it's the jacket that started it all for American Giant. It's a body-slimming fit with double-lined hood, and the reinforced elbow patches mean the hoodie will last. Find a closet staple for every part of your spring days at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use the code RJ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code RJ.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cantlay and Xander are a great pairing, especially with the alternate shot. They can both, you know, shape the ball both ways. It seems like they've got a good collab going, a good vibe going. I think they're
both from California, yeah, played Ryder Cups together.
Correct.
But this is a pairing, you know, that is playing 3 weeks in a row. You know, Cantlay and Xander both played in the Masters. They both played in the RBC. Xander said it best about a year ago, you don't bet on the player who's playing on his third week in a row. So I think because of that, for me, Andrew, I got to be out on Xander and Cantlay this week.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree. I'm glad that, they have a good relationship off the course and on the course, but I'm going to go ahead and say I'm out on that one as well. 3 weeks in a row, he's probably ready to, take a
little
nap,
bit of rest,
you know.
There.
Yeah, it's time to decompress a little bit.
Okay, so no Cantlay or Schauffele for either of us. We move to Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry at +800 on Bet365. And, this is a duo, Andrew. I feel like the public is going to be all over. But personally, I'm out on McIlroy because, between the poor ball striking, his driver swing and his iron swing are the exact same right now. As a swing guru and yourself, you know that guys can struggle a lot when they get as shallow with the driver as they do with the irons.
No, absolutely. It's it's a ball striking factor, but it's also, you know, trying to keep your mental intact. I feel like Rory has a lot of ebbs and flows, a lot of ups and downs, and it's going to be sometimes hard for him to stay level-headed out there. Now, Shane Lowry, on the other hand, definitely think that he'll be leading the team of that.
Yeah.
But
he's been playing good golf.
Playing good. level-headed, good player, and doesn't get too far ahead of himself. So, but I think I'm going to be out on that one as well.
Yeah, I'm out on Rory and Shane Lowry at plus 800 as well. We moved to Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala at 10-1 on DraftKings. This is going to be a popular duo this week, huh, Andrew?
Absolutely. You know, this is the outright winner for me. I was Zalatoris, you know, absolute unbelievable ball striker right there. Theegala, same there, great ball striker. You know, we're kind of, when it comes to alternate shot, we're going to be seeing some really good shots on the fairway, but it matters with the putter. You know, hopefully Zalatoris can get something going hot, but that's my favorite right now.
Okay, so you are on Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala at 10-1. This is a great ticket this week. Theegala's game is in a great spot, coming off a second place finish at the RBC. I would say you mentioned Sahith being a great putter. He's really going to carry the load with the Zalatoris and Theegala team. Sahith, you know, one of the best putters on tour right now that complements his ball striking so well. I'm a little bit worried about Zalatoris. Number one, you look at Zalatoris' last 4 weeks. He did perform very, very well at the Masters, finished ninth at the Masters, but outside of that, hasn't performed his best over the last month. And number two, when you talk about guys playing 3 weeks in a row, a guy that worries me playing 3 weeks in a row is Will Zalatoris, based off the injury he sustained to his back last year. I think he needs a little bit more rest coming off two signature events. But once again, that's a great winning pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think Theegala is hitting it really well, so it'll be interesting to see how the weekend carries out. But Will can hit it down the fairway, which he usually does. Hit a lot of greens. Looks like maybe we'll have someone to, you know, play the putter. So
come in and make the putts in the way that Theegala can. Okay,
exactly,
so
yeah.
Collins is outright. Andrew Collins is outright. He's going to be Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala at 10-1 on DraftKings. We'll review that a little bit more when we get to the outrights. Now we're on to Kurt Kitayama and Colin Morikawa at 16-1 on DraftKings. You know, Kitayama not playing great at the moment, and Morikawa has not had much success in two starts at the Zurich. I know Morikawa's recent play has been impressive, but I don't see Morikawa as the type of guy who's going to carry Kitayama with the putter.
Yeah, didn't he? He came off of what? Tied third Masters?
Yeah, no, Morikawa played very well at the Masters. Top 10 finish.
Top 10 finish. I mean, he, you know, he's a great ball striker for sure. So is Kitayama. But as far as carrying the team and trying to get a win out, I'm not really necessarily seeing that one, Doc.
I'm not seeing it either. We are out on Kurt Kitayama and Colin Morikawa at 16-1 this week. This next pairing on the favorites, very exciting brothers. You know, we've got two set of brothers in the field this week, Rasmus Højgaard and Nikola Højgaard, and then Parker Coody and Pearson Coody. Right now we're talking about Rasmus Højgaard and Nikola Højgaard at 25-1 on MGM. You know, this is an exciting duo, Andrew, as far as the world of golf and new young guys on the block.
No, absolutely. These guys are absolute stripers. It's fun to watch both of them. It's like the Coody twins. They're both playing so good. You know, I could definitely say that I'm in on this pick. We saw some good performances at the Masters right there. If he can hold it together, you know, coming down the stretch on some important days, Saturday, going down the back nine, especially Sunday, you know, hopefully trying to keep these big numbers away. I'm thinking looking at a could be a potential winner, but I like this pick a lot.
Yeah, no, like you said, Nikola played great at the Masters, finished tied for 16th. He was right there in the mix through three rounds. Rasmus is a little bit more of the question mark right now. He struggled a bit on the DP World Tour this year. But this is a team. You know, I was excited when I saw the two of them signed up, and they will definitely be on my card this week. So we'll get back to discussing Rasmus and Nikola Højgaard in just a bit. We've got a couple more favorites to go over here on the odds boards. Tom Hoagie and Maverick McNealy at 28-1 on FanDuel. Of course, Hoagie finished 13th at the Zurich last year. When you're talking about the stats on tour right now, when you're talking about the best iron players on tour, we hear a lot about how Scottie Scheffler is the leader in every strokes gain category. when it comes to approach, when it comes to iron play, it's actually Tom Hoge who's number one on tour in approach. This guy, a Fort Worth-based guy playing out of Mira Vista, I like Tom Hoge a lot this week.
Yeah, I mean, as you should. You've played a lot of rounds with him. Tom Hoge is an excellent ball striker, especially if you can get it around Riviera, you can get it around most places. So
yeah.
Especially when the wind picks up, this guy knows how to play in the wind.
He's playing with McNeely, Collins. Now Maverick started the year temporary status on the PGA Tour, finished ninth at the Players, which cemented his card for the rest of the year. How do you feel Hoge and McNeely are going to mix this week?
I think you got a veteran in the field, and you have a guy who is can get real hot and streaky.
Maverick, yeah,
that's correct. Reeling off around six birdies or in a row is something I've seen on his card pretty frequently. So he can get hot when the time's right. So you put Hoge in the mix with him, you never know what's going to happen.
I think it's a good pick this week, 28-1 for Hoge and McNeely. They're not on my card, but listeners, you got the green light to go ahead and punch Hoge and McNeely at 28-1. I do like that ticket this week. We're on to Matthew Fitzpatrick and Alex Fitzpatrick at 33-1 on BetOnline. I'm sure a lot of you watched Full Swing 2, episode 4, documented kind of the how Alex Fitzpatrick is coming up the ranks of golf in the shadow of his brother Matthew, who was a U.S. Open champion. Alex, give him credit. He's had success on the DP World Tour, a little bit of success out here on the Korn Ferry Tour, but hasn't maybe quite lived up to the name of Matthew Fitzpatrick yet.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be an interesting duo to see two brothers go head to head, especially one being the younger one. But it looks like Alex has been playing pretty well. Obviously, Matt Fitzpatrick is tracking every bit of data he can, making sure he's, just making sure that he's all ready for this weekend. Thing about him, I see is his putting can sometimes get streaky, and maybe Alex can substitute that. But
yeah, an interesting story from Matthew Fitzpatrick earlier this year, before the Players, Matthew said that he had been playing with an extra weight in his driver throughout the year. A rep from Titleist put a swing weight on his driver sometime around the Masters last year. And then he played with it throughout the year, and he went from one of the best drivers on tour to one of the worst drivers on tour. As a former player, how do you go an entire year with an extra swing rate on your driver? Is that something that goes unnoticed?
No, I think it's definitely something that goes noticed. You put an extra swing weight in the driver, you're going to see different flights. Also, you're also kind of tweaking your driver head a little bit, so you don't know exactly how it's going to perform. But with that being said, this guy is a guru, a club guru.
He's writing down everything.
He's willing to try whatever it takes. So, all the experiments that he's willing to do might work, might not. Yeah. But hey, at least he's willing to give it a try.
Yeah, Matthew, multi-time PGA Tour winner, U.S. Open champion, writes down everything. I mean, if you're looking for a guy to model your journaling after, it's got to be Matthew Fitzpatrick, absolute statistical guru. But that said, we are out, I think, collectively on Matthew and Alex Fitzpatrick at 33-1 this week in New Orleans. Next two are a couple Canadian duos. We start with Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith at 34-1 on FanDuel. Neither one of these players having much success this year. Connors is neck and neck with Adam Hadwin as far as who's going to take the last spot on the Canadian Olympic team. They've got a lot to play for the rest of this year. Once again, this is Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith at 34-1. I've got to be out on them just because of recent play. Connors nor Pendrith have played that great this year. Andrew, are you seeing anything else as far as those two?
Not necessarily. Connors is a great ball striker, but I also just think I'm going to be out on this pick. And that's kind of where
I
stand.
That's it. We're on to another Canadian duo, Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin at 40-1 on DraftKings. Nick Taylor, you look at his resume over the last year, I'm uber impressed with what he's been able to do. He won the RBC Canadian Open in his home country last year. That was electric. And then he turns around and wins the Phoenix Open. And I look at, when someone wins two tournaments with the electricity and the attention that the RBC Canadian Open and the Phoenix Open have. I expect Nick Taylor is someone who could possibly contend in majors here coming up.
You know, I totally agree with you, Doc. The guy's he's steel. You know, he's got the nerves of steel right there. He is he's ready to win. You can see it on his face. He's ready to you know, beat that next big guy, whether that's, you know, your Scheffler or your Morikawa, Xander. He's, you know, he's ready to take that spot. So I definitely like that pick a lot.
He's gonna go off with Hadwin this week. I like Adam Hadwin. Won the Valspar back in 2017. It's amazing that that's still his only PGA Tour win. You know, Taylor and Hadwin remind me a lot of Hoagie and McNealy this week. I think if you're fans of Nick Taylor or Adam Hadwin, I think this is a great pick. But from what I see, not on either one of our cards. So nothing going on Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin for us this week. We now move to Sepp Straka and Bryce Garnett at 40-1 on DraftKings. This is a team that I like a lot. You know, once again, not on my card. You can't pick everybody, but you look at the way Sepp's playing. Bryce Garnett, he won earlier this year in Puerto Rico. I think this is a sleeper that not a lot of people have their attention on this week, Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, you know, coming off a win, Bryce Garnett, how long has he been on tour for?
Probably 2-3 years now. Spent some time on the Corn Ferry Tour before, but definitely an established pro for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely a vet. So, you know, I like this grouping a lot. But with that being said, that is not on my card.
Yeah.
But it's something that I do like.
You got to keep your eye on Sepp Straka. I don't know, you know, when the time is going to come that he's going to win his third PGA Tour event. I've been uber impressed with him since he left Georgia. You know, he won the Honda Classic a couple years ago, came back and won the John Deere at the end of last year. Sepp Straka, you know, a former Georgia Bulldog who's been just molded by that incredible alumni that Georgia sports on the PGA Tour. Once again, Straka and Garnett, not on our cards this week, but look for Straka in these upcoming U.S. Open, Open Championship, and PGA previews. I think especially after seeing him finish 16th at Augusta, he was in contention all week. He's got the size. He's got the touch around the greens. I really like Sepp Straka here about 50% of the way through the PGA Tour season. We move to Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson at 50-1. You can find that on Bet365, BetOnline, and Bovada. I'm curious to how they got to 50-1 this week, Andrew. I know Davis is a good player. We've had our questions about Novak here over the past couple years. Can Davis Thompson carry this team?
You know, I think Davis Thompson can definitely carry his own, but you got to look at Novak. He's been playing very well this season. So it's going to be difficult to carry that team, but I think it's going to be a good dynamic, good vibe.
You know, as far as Novak, I say carry because, you know, Davis has played well here over the last month. He finished 21st in Houston, 18th in Corrales last week. Novak hasn't finished better than 53rd over his last two starts. He did play well early on, but recently Novak hasn't been doing that well, and both of these guys missed the cut at the Zurich last year. I have my doubts with Novak and Thompson.
Yeah, I know. I totally stand by that as well. But I also think that Davis Thompson is just like the rest of them, can get hot at any second.
He's different, huh?
He's very, very different. And we saw that coming off the corn. But he's different.
100%. You know. That's why he's got a Nike deal. He's one of the best players on tour. But nothing going on Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson this week. We now move to Thomas Dietrich and Robert McIntyre. We have two favorites left to discuss in these top 14 groupings. First is going to be Thomas Dietrich and Robert McIntyre at 55-1 on FanDuel. Listen, I've been a big fan of Robert McIntyre through his first 3-4 years as a pro golfer. Made a big splash last year, finishing top 10 at the Genesis. He played every major last year. It hasn't been the same, and he qualified for a European Ryder Cup team, McIntyre did. But it has not been the same story this year. But Dietrich has been impressive this year.
He definitely has. Absolutely.
I mean, the Belgian, kind of a la Thomas Peters, same kind of swing.
Absolutely.
Very pure move at the golf ball.
Yep.
Dietrich, you know, 35th on the FedEx Cup standings coming into this week. Second Houston, fourth in Pebble, can make a ton of putts. But I don't think he can play well enough this week to carry a struggling Robert McIntyre.
That's totally correct, and I'm going to stand by that as well. I'm going to go ahead and
yeah,
I'm out on that one.
I'm out on Dietrich and McIntyre as well. Last favorites to discuss, it's Matthew Neesmith and Taylor Moore at 65-1 on DraftKings. We've become huge fans of Taylor Moore here for the last year. This is a former Arkansas guy, played on the same team as Nico of Acheverria, who is now on the PGA Tour as well, will play this week. You know, Taylor Moore, he's played well so far this year, but like a lot of these pairings, he's going to have to carry a struggling Matthew Neesmith. So that's why we're going to have to be out on Neesmith and Taylor Moore at 65-1 on DraftKings. All right, let's get into the Zurich Classic outrights. We'll start with you, Andrew. Who's going to be your outright winner for this week in New Orleans?
Yeah, I kind of saw it from the start. Will Zalatoris and Fagala, I think it's a pairing you can't miss. You got two great ball strikers and one's a good putter. I mean, Zalatoris is a good putter in his own right, but when it comes down to these 2, 3, 4 footers, we'll lean on Fagala a little bit more. But I'm seeing some good stuff coming out of this group, and definitely looking forward to seeing what they can do.
So Andrew Collins will be on Will Zalatoris and Sith the Gallet plus 850 at MGM. I think it's a great ticket. I think we have our fears with Zalatoris playing three in a row, but hopefully the joy and the creativity that he finds in playing with the Gallet and remembering those days as young junior golfers in California, hopefully they can harness that energy and have a good week for you there, Andrew. So first outright on the board coming from Andrew Collins, that's going to be Will Zalatoris and Sid Thigala plus 850 at MGM to win the Zurich. My outright winning pick for the Zurich, I'm going to go with the hot hand. I'm going to go with Billy Horschel and Tyson Alexander at 50-1 on DraftKings, MGM, and Bovada. Anytime Billy Horschel, starts to get going again, Andrew, we saw him win at Corrales last week. Anytime he gets going again, I feel like he plays good golf and reels off good finishes within, month and a half times. Really good to see him back, and he's playing with a fellow Florida Gator alum in Tyson Alexander. And this has been, I got some inside information from Tyson Alexander's caddy, Adam Palmer, who's just a wealth of knowledge. And this has been a team that has gotten together and has discussed their strategy. They've been planning on playing this tournament for about 2 months. They all rode together from Corrales to New Orleans. Obviously I don't have to list out Horschel's resume. He won the Memorial. He's an 8-time PGA Tour winner. That's about a major away from getting into the Hall of Fame. And I think Tyson Alexander is playing good enough to where there's not going to be any carrying the load. Billy can hit the long straight drives, and then Tyson Alexander can really get dangerous inside 125 yards. We're sitting here at the Veritex Bank Championship. He won this twice, looking back over the years. And he finished 14th at Valero a couple weeks ago there in San Antonio. So my outright winning pick for the Zurich is going to be Billy Horschel and Tyson Alexander at 50-1 on DraftKings. Let's move to the sleepers for this week. I'll start with mine, the sleeper for the Zurich Classic. It's going to be Pearson Coody and Parker Coody to top 10 at plus 750 on BetOnline. Really simple here. Parker and Pearson both playing great. Andrew, they played well in Corrales. Parker finished 6th. Pearson finished 18th. I know you know a lot about these guys being from Texas, Pearson and Parker. What do you think about that sleeper this week?
That right there is a group that I think a lot of people should keep their eyes on. You got two powerhouse hitters, okay? They're built like running backs. I was playing golf, and one of them, I said, you look like you should be playing at running back for Alabama. So that's the type of build we're working with here. Not only that, they can stripe the ball and putt the ball very well. So,
and they're going to be so busy competing against each other out there, they're going to forget they're even playing in a tournament.
Yeah, no, this is a home game right here, and this is brother versus brother.
A little north in New Orleans, but fair enough.
Well, right, no home game, but it's a family game, all right. So it's time to beat up on the brother.
Now, I really like your sleeper for this week. Once again, to review my sleeper for this week: Pearson Coody, Parker Coody to top 10. At plus 750 on BetOnline. Andrew, you're going with more of a veteran group for your sleeper.
Yeah, I have to. We see the divots flying from a ways away. Okay. You see Duffner out here on the range. I'm going Duffner, Kevin Chappell. Okay.
That's top 10 at 22-1 on William Hill. 22-1.
That's correct. And the reason I say Duffner is the guy's an artist. He won't put the club down. He's always searching for the next thing. And I think he might find something. And if not, I think Kevin Chappell's right there. They're both, you know, they both can get hot, but, you know, watch out for Jason Duffner. He's going to be back in here in the mix, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it was great to see, you know, when Koepka won the PGA at Oak Hill last year. I could only reminisce about the 2013 PGA Championship where, you know, Duffner just lit up Oak Hill and beat Jim Furyk in a classic showdown. Kevin Chappell, a guy who was really getting his PGA Tour career off the ground back in 2019, won a couple times on tour, and then faced the exact same injury that Will Zalatoris just got over, which is a couple herniated discs in his back. It'll be great to watch Duffner and Chappell this week. I know Duffner used his career money exemption last year on the PGA Tour. Unfortunately, didn't play well enough to get his status back. You know, he went and tried to qualify for the LIV International Series, and it's just a testament to, you know, at probably 44 years old, Duffner now is.
Still one of the best ball strikers known to man.
And he's always looking for the next thing, isn't he?
Always.
Never stops. Yeah. Lives in Auburn, practices with the team.
Another paperback book read.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely has the Ben Hogan's five lessons in his tour bag. Duffner does.
Notepad.
Okay, so that is Andrew Collins' sleeper. It's Jason Duffner and Kevin Chappell, the top 10 at 22-1 on William Hill. Real quick, I'll give you my scoring prediction. 29 under won the Zurich Classic last year. There's a little bit of rain in the forecast there up in Avondale last year. I'm going 32 under is going to be what I think Horschel and Alexander get to this week. I think Billy is going to be rock solid off the tee, and then Tyson's going to clean things up inside 125 yards and on the green. So 32 under is my winning scoring prediction. What would you say about that, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, 32 under is pretty low there, but
29 won it last 20, year.
29, good weather, depending on the weather. Okay,
good weather in Avondale this week.
But I do like let's look at 30 under par. Okay,
30 under par.
We'll take the middle ground there.
All right. So I've got 32 under. Andrew's got 30 under. Let's wrap things up with the Zurich Classic preview before we get to the Veritex Bank Championship. My best bet for the Zurich is going to be Sepp Straka and Bryce Garnett to top 10 at plus 300 on Bet Online. Sepp playing extremely well, coming off the 16th place finish at the Masters. Bryce Garnett, still an under-the-radar name who won the Puerto Rico Open earlier this year. You're going to see him in all the elevated events. You're going to see him in the majors. So my best bet for this week in New Orleans is going to be Sepp Straka and Bryce Garnett to top 10 at plus 300 on BetOnline. What do you got, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good pick. I'm not huge on it, to be honest with you, Doc. But, you know, we'll see the outcome here on Sunday.
It's not too very well-known eccentric name. Sepp and Bryce, they operate in the same light that Scheffler does. You know, they're under the radar.
Yeah.
They don't have a whole lot of extra stuff to say to the media.
Yeah.
But Sepp Straka, you know, standing at 6'2", 6'3", incredible size, great distance off the tee. And I'm just so impressed at that size that he has the hands and the craft and the finesse around the greens. And that's why I feel like when I watch Sepp, I feel like I'm watching another version of Ernie Els, just this powerhouse of a talent off the tee that has the short game to win majors. So I'm high on Sepp. I had him in a big futures at 200-1 at the Masters. I thought he was kind of a quiet sleeper. He finished 16th. But I'm high on Straka and Garnett this week. I know they're a little bit under the radar, but that's going to be my best bet for them to top 10 at plus 300. What about you?
For the top 10...
For the best bet.
I've got Sam Ryder and Bo Hosler, man. These guys can just reel off birdies, and it's cool to watch. Sam Ryder especially playing really well, can get super hot, and I think him and Hosler are coming in with a good vibe. Saw him early on Instagram eating some crawfish tacos, so, you know, eating some good Cajun food, catching a little bit of that New Orleans vibe. I'm loving the whole thing about it, so... I'm going to have to go with Sam Ryder and Bo Hosler right here to take it home.
Okay, so you're going, your best bet's going to be Hosler and Ryder to win at 70-1. So going with the winner in the outrights, to review Collins, he's got Zalatoris and Thigala outright at +850 to win. And then going with his best bet, he's going with Bo Hosler and Sam Ryder at 70-1 on Bet Online. I really like that, by the way, because Hosler, you know, about on year seven of his professional, that's probably a little late. I got to double check on that. Hosler, you know, through about 5 to 6 years of his PGA Tour career, and now really finding that comfort level on the PGA Tour. It seems like, he is starting to. This was a guy we got to know when he was 14 years old, playing a U.S. Open at the Olympic Club. We thought he was going to be a prodigy coming out of the University of Texas. It's taken him a little bit more time, but I think a win for Bo Hosler on the PGA Tour is around the corner. And of course, Sam Ryder. Another good player, maybe hasn't established himself in that elite category on the PGA Tour, but that's a credible pick. The best bet for Andrew Collins for the Zurich Classic is going to be Bo Hosler and Sam Ryder to win at 70-1 on BetOnline. All right, Andrew, let's put a bow on the Zurich picks and predictions. Best of luck to everyone with their action in New Orleans. We'll now turn the focus to the Veritex Bank Championship, where I'm recording live from Texas Rangers Golf Club in Arlington, Texas. Bet Rivers is providing odds for the Korn Ferry Tour action this week, so that's where we'll be basing our picks off of. And listen, for my average sports fans who, you know, are still maybe unfamiliar with what the Korn Ferry Tour is, you know, watching the Korn Ferry Tour is like looking into a crystal ball of the future of the PGA Tour. It is the AAA of the PGA Tour. You know, when you think about the MLB, it's kind of like AAA. And when you think about NBA, for my hoops fans out there, you can think of it a little bit like the G League. And last night, I was lucky enough to MC the Veritex Bank Championship Pro-Am party. That took place at Troy's at Texas Live, right next to AT&T Stadium and the new Globe Life Stadium. What a spectacle Jerry Jones has built for the pro sports teams here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But anyways, at this Pro-Am party, I talked to folks about how, you know, you have to recognize that it was only 5 years ago that world number one Scottie Scheffler was starting his pro golf career on the Korn Ferry Tour. Scheffler won twice on the Korn Ferry Tour in 2019 before earning his PGA Tour card. And really, it goes beyond Scheffler. I mean, you look at the Zurich Classic field this week. Tyson Alexander is playing with last week's Puerto Rico Open winner, Billy Horschel. Alexander won the Veritex Bank Championship in 21 and 22. You look at the Cootie twins, Pearson and Parker. The Veritex Bank Championship was a critical part of their schedule the last two seasons, and now they're playing side-by-side on the PGA Tour. And the list goes on, and the point is, you know, the majority of players that you watch week-to-week on the PGA Tour have earned their way there through the Korn Ferry Tour. And since we are live from the tournament this week and we're rolling off of, you know, three outright winners in the last 3 weeks, why not break down some odds and give out a couple of picks as far as the Korn Ferry Tour action is concerned? Andrew, I'll bring you in for this first question. We just got done watching 15-year-old Miles Russell give a little press conference. He's in the field this week after a top 25 at last week's LeCompte Suncoast Classic. I mean, 15 years old, Andrew. This game just keeps getting younger.
Yeah, no, I mean, we saw this guy, do a press conference, and the way he composed himself and the way he acted, it looked like he's been out here for the last 7 years. So expecting some huge things from him. He does not seem, too uncomfortable. He seems like he's ready to, put his game to the test here. And also not get too far ahead of himself. He's also, taking this thing, in the moment. He's ready. Yeah. He's ready to go. And I'm really keeping my eyes out open for this guy for the next, I don't even know how long. He's going to be out here for a long time, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah, when you hear him talk, he's getting so many questions regarding, are you going to play more pro events? Are you thinking about turning pro? The answer is no. He's only a freshman in high school. He can't turn pro until he's done with high school. But he's getting a lot of those kinds of questions, and all he answers is, look, I'm just ready for the next tournament. I'm ready for the next shot. When we were sitting here and listening to him talk, I think me and Andrew were looking at each other and kind of going, man, this sounds a lot like the two world number ones we have in the game right now, and Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda.
Yeah, nothing's changed. You know, yeah. It's just another day of golf for him. Yeah. You know, it might be some more cameras, more media, but for him, he's sticking to the same process. Nothing's really changed for him, and he knows he's got the game, especially playing with Sam Saunders and a few of the other yeah. vets out here. So hopefully, he's getting some good wisdom out here, and we're looking for some.
Yeah, we're looking forward to watching him this week. Definitely. We're looking forward to watching him. And yeah, played with Sam Saunders, grandson of Arnold Palmer. I'm sure he got a wealth of knowledge from Saunders. But let's go ahead and move into these Veritex Bank Championship top five odds favorites. I'm just going to go through them really quick, maybe get an opinion or two from Andrew, and then we will do an outright winner and a best bet for the Veritex Bank Championship. Andrew, going down these favorites lists, you know, you've got Max McGreevy, the OU alum at 25-1. He finished third a couple weeks ago in Savannah. You've got Sam Bennett at 28-1, the 2021 U.S. Amateur Champion. I know you like him a lot, Andrew, this week. Sam Bennett.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we keep looking at the leaderboard, and he's either going to be top 20 to you know, top 10 and top 20. I
mean, he's really got that mental consistent focus, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's steel. You know, he's not. He's ready to play ball. He keeps his head down. He knows how to make birdies, and then that's what you got to do out here. So,
yeah.
Do you like Sam Bennett?
We first watched him, you know, at the 2021 Spirit International a few weeks ago. He was kind of new to the – well, I shouldn't say new. He had just won the 2021 U.S. Amateur, but we got a feel that week, Andrew, at Whispering Pines when – you know, he took Whispering Pines 17 under in three rounds. I think we got a feel that he'd do okay out here.
Yeah, and that's what they two-stroke penalty right there. Yeah. Rose Zhang's wedge in bags. So
Rachel Heck.
Rachel Heck, sorry. So 15 clubs off the tee, okay. Two-stroke penalty and still wins by a million. So, you know, Bennett's been there. I've seen some college scores. I've seen 61s, okay. I've seen 60s. So this guy knows how to take it low, and keep your eye out for Sam Bennett always.
Yeah, so Bennett not on our card this week, but definitely a guy to watch in the future. You know, Stephen Fisk is another one at 28-1. Stephen Fisk, you might remember the name. He played at Georgia Southern alongside Ben Carr, who finished runner-up at the 21-AM. This, you know, Stephen Fisk, great option this week as he was the winner 2 weeks ago in Savannah at the Club Car and then lost in a playoff last week in Bradenton. Any notes on Fisk, Andrew, or, you know?
You know, I like Fisk, but I'm curious to see what he does this weekend. But again, coming off a good finish, so yeah. We're building some momentum here. But definitely not on my card.
Me neither.
Could be a good pick though.
So Stephen Fisk 28-1 on neither one of our cards. A couple more of these top five favorites here. Tim Whiting at 33-1. He got to 33-1 because he won the Leecom Suncoast last week. Talking to some sharps around the property. Talking to a couple people. At the Pro-Am party last week. I don't think we're on Tim Whiting this week after his win in Bradenton.
Yeah, I think he needs to celebrate that win.
Yeah.
He's coming here with
to Texas Live.
Maybe do that. Maybe go to the Rangers game. Yeah. Stars, of course. But, you know, just take this week, enjoy it. But I'm not going to put him on the card.
Yeah.
I think it's too close to home for a win. So
yeah. Yeah. We're out on the Swede, Tim Whiting this week at 33-1. The last two favorites that we're going to discuss. Mason Anderson at 33-1, Arizona State product, won the Argentine Open, finished eighth at the Leecom last week. I'm out on Mason Anderson at 33-1. And unfortunately, we like this guy a lot, but I got to be out on Kevin Roy at 33-1 as well.
Yeah, both good picks for sure. They're not on my card, but I'm going to go ahead and stay out on.
Yeah, I think it, from a listener recommendation, I think you got to pass on Anderson regardless. I think if you're a Kevin Roy fan, if you've heard the name, I mean, this is a guy who finished 12th at the Valspar on the PGA Tour a few weeks ago. I don't like him personally because he's coming off a missed cut at the Leecom, but still Kevin Roy, a guy who's going to have a bright future on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he could use that missed cut for motivation too, so
yeah.
you never know right there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the favorites. Let's get to a couple outrights for the Veritex Bank Championship. Once again, you can find these numbers on Bet Rivers. And I'm going to go with Noah Goodwin to win the Veritex Bank Championship at 40-1 on Bet Rivers. you know, talking about trending, Goodwin finished 14th at the Club Car Championship. He finished 4th at the Lecom Suncoast last week, and he is coming in here to a hometown event because he resides right here in the Dallas area, went to SMU. Andrew, you're very familiar with the name, and this was an event where last year Goodwin really got off to a good start. He fired a 62 in the opening round at the Veritex here last year and then unfortunately fell off in the last three rounds. I think Goodwin's learned a lot here in the last year, recorded some good finishes at the end of last year in Canada, and then has gotten off to a hot start here on the Korn Ferry Tour this year. So my winning pick for this week is going to be Noah Goodwin to win the Veritex Bank Championship at 40-1 on Bet Rivers. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. Home game for him, SMU, go Stangs. But he's coming off some good golf here, so I do like that pick a lot. My pick for the tournament outright winner is going to have to be Super Chef Kevin Velo.
Wow.
I love the whole swag he's got going on. He chips it unbelievable. He hits it great, and you know, he's one of these guys that he's not going to settle. Okay, he's ready to climb the rankings, and he's ready to, you know, potentially play that number one player in the world. Not a lot scaring him in the way. He's ready to go, and I feel like if it's not going to be this tournament, it's going to be sometime soon. So keep your eyes out for Kevin Velo.
That is Andrew Collins' winning pick for the Veritex Bank Championship. That'll be Kevin Velo to win at 33-1 on Bet Rivers. This is a guy who's not afraid to come out here and make some birdies. We're thinking the winning score at the Veritex Bank Championship this week. Ah, oh, jeez. I don't know, 29 to, you know, 33. You're thinking they're getting the 30s this week, Andrew, out here?
Gosh, yeah.
And Velo's a guy who can take it deep if he needs to.
Absolutely. I'm thinking the number could definitely reach 27 to 30 easy. You know, depending on the wind, though, that's the main condition out here is, you know, we got to control the ball flight off the tee. It's going to get a little windy this weekend, so the numbers might be, you know, hovering 23 to 26. But if, you know, if we can keep some calm weather going, I'm looking at 27 to 30, some soft greens out here, some wider fairways. So, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to see some low scores this week.
All right, guys, a quick break from the golf to tell you about what we have going on over at pregame.com. Listen, all the handicappers over at pregame.com are starting to get dialed in with the MLB season and the NBA playoffs coming up. Head over to pregame.com and use my coupon code Zurich20 for 20% off all picks over at pregame.com. Once again, that is Zurich20 for 20% off all picks over at pregame.com. All right, back to the golf. Okay, so the two winners for the Veritex Bank Championship for me, it's going to be Noah Goodwin to win at 40-1 on Bet Rivers. And for Andrew, it's going to be Kevin Velo to win at 33-1 on Bet Rivers. Let's wrap this podcast up with a couple best bets. I'll start it off, you know, and forgive us. I mean, both of our best bets are winning picks. It's if you can find top 10 odds somewhere on a sports book in Vegas or somewhere online overseas, I don't know. We only have the winning odds for the Veritex Bank Championship. So I'm going to have to go with Alvaro Ortiz to win at 66-1 on Bet Rivers. Listen, if you can somehow find the top 10 number on Ortiz, that would be my best bet ticket, but I can't find that available anywhere. So I'm going to go ahead and lay him to win. This is the younger brother of Carlos Ortiz. You know, Alvaro, you know, equally as talented. You know, Carlos has, you know, he was a winner on the PGA Tour and has since gone to live. You have to think Alvaro might be trying to follow the same route, but he's got to graduate from the Korn Ferry Tour, make a splash on the PGA Tour, and then maybe he can get that Saudi money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, the Ortiz brothers are definitely used to playing in Texas, used to playing in this wind. I know Avalaro trained it out at Dallas National here for a little bit. Kind of some similar terrain, you know, the trees are about, you know, pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Course layout, you know, it's a little bit hillier in Arlington. So, and, you know, he's used to this ambiance, and I'm excited to see what he does this week, but he's not on my card.
Yeah. Alvaro also, you know, he finished 13th on the PGA Tour. He finished 13th in the Mexico Open earlier this year. Has already had two top 15s on the season here on the KFT. Obviously a long shot pick, you know, but I like Alvaro this week. So my best bet, I was going to lay it to top 10, but I can only find the winning number. So it's going to have to be Alvaro Ortiz to win at 66-1 on Bet Rivers. Let's wrap this up, Collins, with your best bet for the Veritex Bank Championship.
Best bet for me is going to have to be the Stanford alum, Isaiah Salinda. He is an unbelievable ball striker, and he, again, is not afraid of anything, not afraid to make about six birdies in a row. He's I saw him earlier today. He's rocking Stanford Proud socks, so he's feeling the vibes here in Texas. And not only that, guy hits it a country mile, and he can put it in play. He can putt well, so... And I, you know, it's all about mindset out here. He's got it. He's got all the tools. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm looking for him for the next few events for sure.
Okay, so for your best bet for the Veritex Bank Championship, it's going to be Isaiah Salinda at 45-1 on Bet Rivers. Andrew, thank you for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you again when I'm back in Dallas here soon.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure, Doc, as always. Thank
Great
you.
Golf mind. That is Andrew Collins. We'll hear from him again soon. And thanks everyone for joining me here on the Golf Preview Podcast. We'll talk next week ahead of the Byron Nelson Championship, which will be sponsored by CJ this year. And we will also preview the Insperity Invitational. I'll be live from the Woodlands all next week from the Woodlands Country Club there off Millbend. This is the Golf Preview Podcast on the Pregames Network. My name is Will Doctor. You can find me on Twitter at drmedia59, and we will talk next week.